Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Phenomenal Freedom Conference. Your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And what does life stand for? See, I think we need to change that James Brown song from living in America to living in freedom, right? I mean, what do you think? Yes. We got AI tools now. We can whip that up in about 10 seconds. All right, team, what are we doing first? Pledge of Allegiance? Is that what we're doing? Let's do it. Everybody rise.
So we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance first, and then the national anthem is going to play right afterwards, okay?
We're going to do it together, guys. All in unison, all right?
There you go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
Y'all ready? Are you ready for freedom? Yes. Who said that? Charlotte. I think Charlotte is officially my youngest student. So, anyway, do we have any idea what time Gigi's going to be here? Because there's two of us in this room that can't wait for her to get here. Me and Charlotte. And Christian. Yeah, but you're working. Actually, my son, Christian, is the one who suggested this theme. And the second he said freedom, I was like, that's it. Okay? Because the truth is that we're born to be free. We're made to be free. And so in this presentation, what I'd like to do today is help us think about what freedom is, what it means. And by the way, where else, what other country can you build a business like the ones you've heard about this morning? Right? Where's that opportunity? Nowhere else. I ask every single one of you, some of you heard this twice yesterday. Some of you heard it 10 years ago for the first time. Some of you have heard it several times since then, and it's the most important question that a business owner could be asked, and that is, why did you go into business for yourself to start with? Do you remember why? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, chart your own course, have a little more free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives, you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time. Business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. The greatest business lesson that I have ever learned, if you get this as a business owner, everything changes. And that is that the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. In fact, it was that quote that got me in the last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book, Born to Win. Tom had been here. We had Zig here. He spoke here. Julie spoke here. And he called me up and he said, we're writing what will most likely be Zig Ziglar's last book. And the last chapter of his last book, of this book here, is called Born to Win for Business Leaders. And he said, there's a quote that I've heard you say. Now, remember, this goes back. This book came out in 2011, so this is 2010. This is 13 years ago, okay? And he said, what was that quote? I sent it up to him. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. We've also talked about this, but I don't think we've drilled down enough. And that is your life. See, we have that business wheel that y'all did this morning that you've done many times, that some of you did yesterday for the first time, or when you came to boot camp somewhere else. But what about this one? If your business exists for one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals, then shouldn't we have some pretty phenomenal life goals?
Yes.
Right? There's two things I want to share with you about this wheel right here. Number one, I like to ask you rather than tell you, which one of these areas on this wheel of life, and this represents every life in this room, physical, family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, and personal, which one of these spokes are you supposed to be unsuccessful in?
None
of them. Right. But isn't it true that we don't really, even if we know that here, we really don't experience it here? You know, maybe we make excuses. Maybe we say, well, hey, everybody's got debt, you know? Everybody's got relationship problems. Everybody's, you know, we compare ourselves. How many of you know that the comparison disease is a deadly disease?
Yes.
Because you think that other people have it all together, and they don't. Their Instagram looks amazing, right? Why am I not that pretty? Why am I not that rich? You might say, well, I've got a physical condition, so how, I mean, you know, like, how you rate on this wheel is not based on what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happens to you. That's what Mr. Ziglar said. He said that success is not what happens to you, but it's how you respond. Instead of reacting, we respond. Reacting is negative, responding is positive. And he also said that success is living a balanced life. I could be the richest person in the world if I don't have a good relationship with other people because I got stinking thinking. My relationships are messed up because I'm not willing to change. I got a problem. I let my business get in all kinds of debt because I don't want to be responsible. doesn't work. So the next question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how successful are you supposed to be on all of these areas?
11.
Yeah, we call it borderline 11. So at first, you say, well, perfect 10, right? And by the way, I had a friend, his name is was Ray Davis. He was my best friend. He had MS the last years of his life. He laid in a bed, and he was frozen stiff in this position right here. His toes were curled in the wrong direction, frozen, seriously. The only thing that he could move was his lips, and his speech was slurred. And unless you knew him really well, you couldn't understand what he was saying. But I'd give that man a 10 on physical. And here's why. He did everything he could to combat that disease. See, so how you rate your life on this wheel depends on what you're going through, what you've been through, and how you're responding. It's not how much money you have, it's how much money you're supposed to have and what you're doing about it in that area. Make sense? So we have to have life goals. And the first book that I wrote was actually about this wheel of life. It's called The Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, Living in Freedom Every Day. And what I'm going to propose to you is that when you allow God to get in the middle of your life and get in the middle of your business, you can be a borderline 11. Because did we see this morning that he colors outside the lines? Like, this is like beyond phenomenal, right? So I got to thinking about Born to Win. I got to thinking about freedom. I got to thinking about Mr. Ziegler's philosophy of life. And it occurred to me that freedom starts right here. Freedom starts right here in your mind. Again, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. Freedom is what happens right here. Your heart. So this book is Born to Win, and it is called Born to Win. And the secret to freedom is knowing who you are and knowing whose you are. That's freedom. You're going to meet a man tomorrow afternoon who was in an 8x8 prison cell in Vietnam for 6 years. But he was free. He was free. He just didn't know he was free. See, you're free, you just don't know you're free. It all starts right here. I wrote a book called Think and Be Phenomenal. It's a little tiny book, and I was almost like, you know, kind of embarrassed because I wasn't proud of it. Don Schmidt kind of had a slow start in the inner circle like some of you guys, and I was talking to him one day, and he had this big breakthrough, and I said, what happened? He said, I looked up on my bookshelf, and that little book, Think and Be Phenomenal, was on the shelf. And I started reading that. See, when you change your mindset, you understand who you are and whose you are. So this book could be called Born to Be Free. Because when you understand who you are and whose you are, that's when you can have freedom. We live out of our position, not our condition. See, the key to life is living out of your position, not your condition. You're born to win. You aren't born to lose. You're born to win. Mr. Zig Ziglar says you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. And then we add to that, you're a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and have a phenomenal life. The truth will set you free. So what's the truth? The truth is you're born to win. The truth is you're designed for accomplishment. The truth is you're engineered for success. The truth is that you're endowed with the seeds of greatness. The truth is God don't make no junk. I hope when Gigi gets here today that she'll do this for us, because I've been working on the script with her. I have it on video if I need to go to that. But she's like, I'm born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. And she does the last part on purpose. She can say it. She just, you know, wants to be funny. So you're born to win. When Tom called me and he said, I want to use this quote, your quote, as the anchor quote for the Born to Win book, for the last chapter, Born to Win for Business Leaders. He said, I got a picture in my mind last night. I woke up with it in my mind, because he had been coming to the conferences. He had heard me say, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. He said, now I'm going to email you a document, but you have to promise me you won't open it until we get on the phone together. And I said, okay. And I didn't. It was 14 pieces of typing paper that had drawings on it. And I'm going to show you that. I'm not going to show you the original drawing. I have it in my files somewhere. But this is what it looked like. We turned this into a presentation called Born to Win. And we traveled all over the world sharing it. That picture that you saw was in front of Cambridge University. We spoke at Cambridge University. I barely got out of high school. I mean, I'm convinced the only reason I got out of high school is because I was so much trouble. I'm convinced. I wish I could find a teacher that would, like, you know, I think if I went down there and did some detective work, I could probably, you know, it's like I was on a list. Not the honor roll, the dishonor roll. Like the troublemaker list. We can't deal with another. His grades might not be there, but can't deal with another year. I barely got out of high school. So, as we learned through Born to Win, everybody wants the same things out of life, right? Okay. What are they? Everybody wants the same 9 things out of life. They want to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to be at least reasonably prosperous. Zig Ziglar says that some people want to be unreasonably prosperous, and that's okay. You know, if you're at the Phenomenal Profits conference, I have my money talk with you. And my philosophy of money, this is very profound, so you might want to write this down. If you've ever thought about how much money am I supposed to have, here it is. The amount of money you're supposed to have is the amount of money that you're supposed to have. Because when you have a vision for your life and you know where God is calling you, then you'll know how much money you need. Jesus didn't own anything, but money was involved in the mission, wasn't it? Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a money bag for Judas to dip his hands into. Unless you have a vision for your life, you won't know how much money you're supposed to make, how much you're supposed to have. And so I have a 4-part money philosophy. Number one, make a lot of money. Why? Because there's a lot I want to do. Like, there is no end to my vision. Number two, give a lot of money. That's how we help organizations. That's how we help people. That's how we help people that are in trouble. I love to give away money. But you're not going to love giving away money if you don't have money. You're not going to love, you can't give away money if you don't make money. And everybody's called to a different station in life. Save a lot of money. Invest a lot of money. Because sometimes things are going to happen. Like pandemic. Okay? You want to be prepared. Did y'all know that KFP is in the Bible? Known financial position that Ellen teaches. God said to know the condition of your flocks. Back then, that was your wealth, right? And then I hope you love the fourth one as much as I do. So make a lot of money because, I mean, I got a lot to do. This is my philosophy. You can develop your own philosophy. Give a lot of money because there's a lot of need out there. Save or invest a lot of money. There's a rainy day. Do you want to have a good return on your profits? And then the last one, I don't know if you love it as much as I do, spend a lot of money. And the reason is, did you know that when you put money out there in the economy, it's going to help the economy, right? If you build a house, buy a car, you know, whatever, you don't want to go in debt for that stuff. But when you spend money, you're putting money out there in the economy. It helps the economy. We want to be secure. Everybody wants to be secure. Everybody wants to have friends. Everybody wants to have peace. You don't get peace if you're locked up. You don't get peace if you got stinking thinking. You don't have peace if you don't know Him. Know Him, have peace. Everybody wants to have good family relationships, and everybody wants to have hope for the future. You know, for years, those of us who are in the Ziegler community have taught, and Ziegler's official training has taught, that everybody wants the same eight things out of life. And anything that comes out about Zig Ziegler, you know, as the vice president of training operations, as the exclusive small business coach for Ziegler, I need to be up to speed on everything Ziegler. So they produced this book called A View from the Top. And it was basically the written version of the audio version. And if you try to listen to everything that's recorded by Zig Ziegler, it's going to take you about 183 years, and that's, you know, working full time, right? So at least when the books come out, it's like, okay, make sure I got everything. Well, I'm reading this, and it doesn't say that everybody wants the same eight things out of life. What it says is that everybody wants the same nine things out of life. I'm like, wait, nine? I thought it said eight. Said that everybody wants to be happy, they want to be healthy, they want to be at least reasonably prosperous, they want to have friends, they want to have good family relationships, they want to feel secure, they want to have hope for the future. Which one did I miss? Happy, healthy, prosperous, friends, good family relationships, they want to feel secure, they want to have hope for the future. Which one did I miss? Huh? Peace. They want to have peace of mind, yes. And then the ninth one is, he said, everybody wants to love and be loved. Isn't that true? Like, we can just start with that one and just say, you do that one thing, you're probably going to have a lot of freedom in your life. Jesus said it himself. It's only two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and body, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, all the law and all the prophets hinge on these two commandments. There's not 10. There's 624 laws, I think, in the Old Testament. But he said there's only two. If you don't love God, you can't love other people properly. But what I want to bring your attention to is the subtitle. This subtitle is used on a lot of Ziegler material right here. What does it say? Moving from success to significance. What's the difference? Success is what you do for yourself. Significance is what you do for other people.
Leaving a legacy.
Leaving a legacy. There's no freedom. There's no love. There's no peace. There's no joy. There's no happiness when we're just thinking about ourselves and our own needs. Isn't that one of the problems in our culture today? Me, 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 me. I need. What about other people? What about him? Moving from success to significance. So then on this drawing that Mr. Ziegler did, he put the word character. Mr. Ziegler said that you have to have character and integrity. And then he put this little V up here and said you got to have vision. You got to have a vision for your life. Then he puts this little PC down there, and he's making sure, you guys know Tom Ziegler, right? He's like, you didn't turn the page, right? Said, no, just, okay, you stay on this page, and I'm seeing all these little cryptic things. I see PC, okay, what is that? Mr. Ziegler said that outside of character and integrity, you need persistent consistency. That's PC. You're consistent in your walk. You're consistent. Consistently working on your goals. Persistence is taking it to the next level. And then we have this little thing called the business wheel that you guys have done already. And we have an assessment for both of them. So when you do these assessments, sometimes it starts looking like this, right? I'm hoping that those of you that did your business wheel in the inner circle today, that you're seeing some improvement. How many of you are seeing some improvement? How many of you have seen a lot of improvement since you joined up? Okay. All right. Elise can't wait to just go. She just needs to sit up here and go. I mean, like, it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing what's happened in this community. What about your personal life? We haven't done the personal wheel enough in this community. Tom got this really, like, huge contract. It's the largest company in Texas. And Ziegler's just doing a bunch of massive training, and these are guys who are multi-gazillionaires. Michelle, can we get the air down? Yeah, let's work on that. You're freezing? Other people are fanning themselves. How are we doing? If you're good, raise your hand. If you're cold, raise your hand. If you're hot, raise your hand. All right, leave it alone. Okay, that was an easy poll, right? We don't look at this enough. And so he was telling me about a training that they had. These are multi-gazillionaires, right? And he said, you want to know which exercise that touched them the most? And I'm thinking it's going to be disc.
Wheel of Life.
Yeah, he said the Wheel of Life. I was like, well, that's good news because we're going to do that in a few days at my conference. We don't do it enough, do we? But we should think about this on a regular basis. Memorize it. When I'm walking down my beach, I'm going through spiritual, mental, physical. Yeah. spiritual, mental, physical, family, career, financial, personal. I'm going around the wheel. That's good. That's phenomenal. Ooh, that ain't so good. Then watch this. You know how brilliant Tom Ziegler is? The vision becomes your why. You see how the V just turned into Y right there? And then once you get these two wheels operating, you put it together, it's a scooter. I mean, a scooter is kind of a fun vehicle, isn't it? We used to have a little hill that we lived on, Lower Alabama, and we'd ride them scooters down that hill. And when it rained, we put our little boats and stuff on the, you know, the stream going down the hill. Then ride the scooter down the hill in the rain, slide all the way down to get our toys. But a scooter only gets you so far, doesn't it? So we need a bike. And that bike has a seat. Scooter doesn't have a seat. Can't sit down. And he called it the seat of character. Why? Because in this life, you're going to have trouble. Things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. And the illustration I'm about to give you is all Tom Ziegler. So if it hurts, call him. We'll call him on speakerphone right now, okay? Because he said this: if you hit a bump without a seat of character, it hurts. You get it? And it wasn't even that funny. Okay. So let's call him and tell him it ain't funny. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it does hurt when you have trouble and you don't have character. He said, but then, you know, nothing's hooked up, right? So PC might stand for pedal like crazy. So if you have a bike that's, you know, doesn't have a pedal, where are you going? So you got to have a pedal. But wait a minute, we still got a problem, don't we? What's the problem now? What is it?
No chain.
No chain. You can steer, it's got handlebars right there. But you need a chain. Tom Ziegler says this: goals are the links in the chain that connect activity to accomplishment. You ever had a broken chain? It's like you're working hard, but you're not going anywhere. I got that problem with one of my beach bikes. Chain comes off sometimes. Then, you got to have gears. It's no fun to ride like a one-gear bike, is it? It's hard, you know. It's really hard. You know what the gears are? What are they? It's training. Coaching. Information. You gear up. See, one of the reasons that we give you a lot of programs to sink your teeth into is because when you have a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas, it's like you got 21 gears, not just one gear. Most business owners have one gear, don't they? What's that? That gear is just work hard. Just put your head down and work hard. But when you got gears, in fact, Mr. Ziegler said, the more that you learn about any subject, the more creative you can be. Why is that important? Because when you have a project or you have a problem and you've got 21 different ways to solve this problem, you can approach it different ways. Hey, let's use a story brand framework. Hey, let's use Ellen's framework.
You see, you have more tools to work with. That's gearing up. Make sense? Tom likes to ask this question.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
What was Zig Ziglar's most famous quote? Oh, she didn't like that question, I guess. So Tom asked this question. How many of you would like to know all the reasons that Zig Ziglar was successful? Or you just want to know some of it? All. They would say all, right? So then he says, you put God in the middle of your business and your life. Now you're going somewhere. Did y'all know that my son, Christian, wrote a book?
What?
Yeah. That was random. Now, having the mic is an advantage. But the AV person is actually in control, right? Because they can, like, they can mute you. It's called We Love People. We Love People. It's called We Love People. And as I got into it, you know who the book was written for? Inner Circle members. So one of these days, we're going to print that book, and we're going to give you that book. Because it's about you. It's about our members. Mr. Zig Ziglar said this. This was his most famous quote. It was his favorite quote till the day he passed away in November 28, 2012. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. Now let's break that quote down. You can have everything in life, happy, healthy, least reasonably prosperous, have friends, peace of mind, good family relationships, feel secure, have hope for the future, and love and be loved. If you will. See, that's intentionality right there. We know that here. But until it gets here, it's not going to get here and here. See, it has to go in your head, then in your heart, then your hands will help. You really can have everything in life you want if you will. That's intentionality. John Maxwell talks about the law of intentionality. If you will just help enough other people. You don't have enough clients, you haven't helped enough people. You don't have enough of the right kind of team members, you just haven't helped enough people. You haven't figured out how to help them yet. And he says, when you do all that, this is what your bike is going to look like. So can we say this together? I'm born to win. Designed for accomplishment. Engineered for success. Endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. I am a phenomenal product. Created to be phenomenal. To do phenomenal things. And to have a phenomenal life. Live in freedom. Every day. All right. In your folder, you have a personal wheel assessment. I'd like for you guys to do this. You know how to do it. Rate it 1 to 10. 1 is poor. 10 is phenomenal. And then total it up, divide by 10, and put that final number on your wheel. Got it? Okay. Ready, set, grow. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
My pleasure, ma'am. All right, how are those wheels looking?
Phenomenal.
Yeah? Hey, I want to talk to you guys about these wheels, okay? How many of you are done? Let me see your hands. Okay, some people are still working. Let's wait just another minute or two. Yes, there's a few things that I want to explain on here, but I want to wait until I have everybody's attention. Do, 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 do. Now, how many of you are finished? Let me see your hands. A lot of writing going on at that table over there. Okay, everybody, give yourselves a big hand clap. How about give yourselves a big hand clap again? Give it up for Mr. Kenneth O'Neill. Okay, now that I have your attention, there's a couple things I want to explain on here. All right. Someone asked, what is Automobile University? Well, back in the day, there was something called a cassette tape. Okay. And then after that, there was something called a CD. But here's how brilliant Mr. Zig Ziglar and anointed he was. What do we got now?
Audible.
Right. Mobile. Right? Automobile University. Okay? All right. Also, somebody pointed out to me that, debt-free might need to be net worth. This is your assessment. It's yours. Let me give you another example. Formal education. Listen, you can scratch the things out that don't apply and then you divide by 9. Okay? You scratch 1 out, you divide by 9. You scratch 2 out, divide by 8. It's your choice. It's your life. What does freedom mean to you? Formal education is not important to me. All right. So we have a surprise guest speaker in the house that I'd like to invite to the stage. Gigi. Gigi, come see Baba. Come on. You know you ain't getting nothing out of me now, right? Yeah. Eli, what's up, buddy? Come on. This is my daughter-in-law, Susie. Yeah. My granddaughter, Gigi. And you see how relaxed and free Elijah is.
Okay, you know what to say, right? Here, hold on. Let's get on stage, baby.
Come on up here.
You want me to hold that so you can hold the microphone? Here, mommy will hold it, okay?
Hey, how about hugs and kisses first?
All right, give Bob a hug and kiss.
Oh, you're getting so heavy. Okay, now I know you want to talk in the microphone, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you probably don't want to look at them while you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, so let's start with some questions, okay? And then we're going to do Born to Win after that, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Or
yes and yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's ask some questions first. What are your questions?
Are you phenomenal?
Yeah.
Are you really phenomenal?
Yeah.
What else?
Okay. So who's the speaker today?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Who? You?
Mm-hmm.
Or me?
You.
Or both of us? Okay.
Both of us.
All right. Can you look at them for a second? There's Sherry Perry over there. There's Sherry Perry. There's all your friends out here. See, look at everybody waving to you. Okay. So let's do Born to Win, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Just over here, okay?
What's that?
Just over here.
Okay, go ahead. Speak of the microphone.
Okay. I'm born to win. Designed for accomplishment. And I will see the greatness.
And? After all.
After all, God don't make no junk.
That's right. Okay. Go meet your new friend, okay? Charlotte's waiting for you. Okay? Yes, it was. Yay, give it up for Gigi. All right, we got about 5 more minutes. What other questions do you have about the Wheel of Life assessment?
Can I give you an aha?
Yes, give me an aha. Here, microphone. Now you can face the audience, okay. And I'm not going to hold you.
What we all here have heard in life out there, the whole work-life balance. And so when I first did this Wheel of Life, I realized that the work was one spoke, and then life was 6 spokes. So you're really, really out of balance if you're too much on the work side and not putting anything on the other
That's
side
good.
For life. So that was a really epiphany for me on how out of whack I really was.
Yeah, that's really good. Thank you for that, Elise. Someone else? Questions? Okay. All right. Three things before we go on break. First of all, how many of you guys know what an employee retention credit is? Okay. How many of you have received your employee retention credit? My CPA did not tell me about it. I had to go all the way to Phoenix and spend a day with Tommy Mello, our phenomenal game changer, mastermind, went to see Tommy Mello. And that one little tip, so I immediately started reaching out and finding out about it. I have to clear my throat for this one. $628,000. Tax-free. Because I retained my employees during COVID.
That's right.
So we have a beautiful young lady here who I probably should have asked to sing the national anthem because she's a phenomenal singer. But I'm not going to ask her to do that because she didn't show up to do that. Her name is Mary, I'm sorry? No, I know. But were you saying I'll do it? Is that what I'm trying to see? How long is the song?
The national anthem?
2 minutes?
Not even.
Come on. Come sing the national anthem for us. And then you're really going to want to go see Marianne Markarian and get set up to get your ERC credits, because sometimes what happens is people will tell you you don't qualify. They're going to make sure that they cover all those bases. And so music on your phone, is that what we're going
to
do?
I'm trying to find it on my phone, Howard.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if that'll
there
work.
There it is, yeah.
Okay, let's see if that'll work.
Here, I'll do the music. You do that.
Now, y'all can sing with me because you know all these songs, right? Are y'all patriotic? Do you love America? Woo! Yeah.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaked, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, then gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
And God bless you.